We just heard from a listener who followed up with us. She had sabotaged her own proposal by taking laxatives and making herself basically sick all weekend.
Just to avoid the possibility of it happening.
Yeah, of some sort of what she thought would be a cringe proposal. So we'll keep you posted on what ended up happening with that. But your awkward proposals did get a message from a listener. Said, I was 19. Engagement didn't last more than 6 months. I panicked and said yes. Didn't want to marry him. My sister and I had just gotten back to my mom's house from a shopping trip, and he was in my mom's living room.
We were in a bad place
in the relationship, and he was using it as a Band-Aid.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't work.
Well, yes. I don't think that's the situation here, though. Like, she knows she wants to marry him. That's not the problem. They've talked about it. They've talked about marriage. She just doesn't like the idea he's got for how he wants to do it.
No. Awkward proposals, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Got another message from a listener. My boyfriend at the time thought it would be romantic to propose at our favorite dive bar after his sixth beer.
Oh. Okay.
Got up during karaoke. Slurred out a half speech between Bon Jovi lyrics and pulled out a ring pop.
Oh, boy.
Didn't know if it was real or a dare. It was real. I said no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
Again, it sounds like they weren't like expecting that at all. Hadn't really talked about that at that point in their relationship.
Right, right.
That's
awkward proposals. Another. Oh my gosh. Got another message from a listener. A guy brought me to his grandma's 80th birthday party. Proposed in front of his whole family.
Oh, hi,
she said,
grandma's birthday party?
It felt more like a hostage situation than a proposal.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is awkward. And that's one of those. So, okay, all right. I think we have been doing this show for long enough and heard enough of these stories to say, if these situations, these awkward proposal situations happen in real life to you, IRL, maybe best to just say, yes, let's talk.
Yes.
And
that you don't want to embarrass them in front of everybody, especially everyone that they know and love.
Unless they need to be embarrassed. Unless it's someone who is not your boyfriend who needs to, like, right, exactly. Obviously, there are situations where you can just outright say, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Exactly.
Right.
But also, there's so many scenarios where somebody ends up like proposing at a wedding reception. Also, probably not the best place to do that unless you've cleared it with the bride and groom and they want to be a part of it or whatever. But probably among the most
cringy you don't want to steal
to propose. Yeah, you don't want to steal
the spotlight
of the bride and groom. It's their day. Yeah.
Right. Got another message from a listener. My ex and I were at the
Okay. Yes. All right.
We're at the end of our relationship. We both knew it. Went camping. Kids. His entire family was there. In the middle of the family reunion, gets down on one knee and proposes. I panicked and said yes. 2 weeks later, he was moving out.
Maybe that was like his last ditch, like grand gesture to try to save the relationship.
That is not going to save the relationship. Kids and getting married aren't going to save a broken relationship.
No.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. And keep us posted on whether you actually get that cringe proposal and how that actually turns out.
Maybe it's not cringe.
Maybe it's not cringe.
We're calling it cringe, but maybe
only because
it's like really romantic and sweet and fun and could be a viral moment and a really great memory.
I mean, and I will say, a listener did point out and said, how she did get the information could be key because could just be someone trying to throw her off and play on her. So
could be.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep you posted on that there with group therapy.